if you start with the wrong questions, you'll generally end up with the wrong answers. That was the White Star Cruise Line's problem. They started with the wrong question. How can we make room for even more luxurious accommodations aboard what will already be the world's largest, most luxurious ocean-going vessel? One obvious bit of extraneous equipment was the lifeboats. No one ever used lifeboats on a cruise ship, for goodness sake. What are the minimum legal requirements for these things anyway? How few can we legally carry on board so as to make room for more fun stuff? So it was that on April the 15th in 1912, the RMS Titanic sank on her maiden voyage after hitting an iceberg at midnight. She carried about 2,200 passengers and just 20 lifeboats. The crew had never been trained in how to use lifeboats, and several were launched in a panic, holding only about half their capacity. As a result of this shortage of lifeboats and evacuation training, approximately 1,500 lost their lives, and only 710 were rescued. Hindsight, as they say, is 20/20. Everyone agrees, among other things, that Titanic should have been equipped with, and the crew trained in the use of, lifeboats. Plenty of lifeboats. How many? Well, how about enough to save everyone on board, of course. And what about the cost of each lifeboat? Well, who would even think to ask such a question like that now? So let's turn our attention to the ship of life that you and your family are on board. How are the lifeboats on your ship? First of all, do you have financial lifeboats? Now, financial lifeboats are anything designed to protect you financially from life's shipwrecks. That would include insurance, legal documents, ownership arrangements, and savings. Here's the deal. You trade the certain but small loss of protection for the possible but horrific loss if tragedy strikes. Make sure that you work with a licensed, experienced professional when dealing with any of these areas. Second question, do you have enough lifeboats? A large part of your financial plan should be focused on protection or lifeboats. Have you ever gone through a process to determine how many you need? Again, experienced pros are a must in this evaluation. And third, have you been trained in how to use your lifeboat? What good is a lifeboat if you don't know how to use it? So your financial plan should include not only a provision for lifeboats, but training in how and when to use them. Over 100 years ago, the passengers and crew of the RMS Titanic discovered that after you hit an unexpected iceberg, it's too late to ask questions about your lifeboats. So, have you checked your lifeboats lately? Offering you wisdom on wealth, I'm Byron Moore.